What's up? Welcome back. It's Mo and Mel here with Girl Chat Sports on a Wednesday, almost on time. Hey, we're making things happen. And happy Women's History Month. We didn't get to catch you last week when it was officially starting, so we're catching you now. We're excited.
Most definitely.
Support women. Support women in everything. That's it. That's the hashtag right there.
That's the message.
That's the message right there. Yeah. So of course we got a full show for you. Got a lot of sports. We've got college basketball kicking off. I'm not even going to mention men's because I think right now it's all about the women's basketball. And right now we also have the women's Pac-12 championships tournament happening on now today. Like my Huskies are playing right now. So they're here through Sunday's the championship game. We've got some hot topics. We got to talk about Jason Kelce. We got to talk about Russell Wilson. We got lots of stuff to talk about the Aces. We're definitely talking about Aces and hot topics because I have some stuff I want to say. I'm sure you've got some stuff. NBA, NFL, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody's, and then there's free agency ending or free agency starting for like every league, it seems like. So,
oh, yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. But if you don't live here, maybe you don't live under a thing. There's a couple topics here in Las Vegas that aren't sports related, but I figured, or could be sports related. I'm not sure. We had to address a little bit. So there is a guy from California who was staying at the Venetian Palazzo, apparently in the Palazzo Towers. It's a wonderful hotel. One of my favorites. Well, he's suing them because he said he was stung by a scorpion on his genitals while he was in bed. Mo, have you ever seen a scorpion in a hotel room? Ever?
No, I have yet to see one. Especially a Venetian when it's an older property.
And how long have you lived here? How long have you been here forever, right? Like you're a born and raised Vegas resident. Have you ever heard of a scorpion bite in a casino? Let alone in a room. Maybe if one came through like a sliding door on the casino floor. I don't know, but
I'm only expecting scorpions to be in the north. Like I could expect that story to resonate probably at Durango or one of the new, you know, properties built because there's scorpions out there. I get that.
Yeah, and of course but they're going to be coming to.
It just seems a lot
on the strip. I just and it somehow it? Got did into your.
How did he know?
I think he found it. But my thing is, how does it even get to the genitalia area without you feeling something, knowing something like? That's
and is it one of our Vegas scorpions or is it an exotic?
I don't know.
If it's so an exotic, then I feel like you planted that thing. But they caught
so
it.
I feel like
so now you're suing
because people like, have been mentioning like that's weird. Like I rarely see any bugs in the actual casinos here. Like on the strip casinos that are nice. Like I'm not going to mention Circus or Excalibur or something that might be kind of iffy. But
yeah, but they don't have scorpions either. Scorpions won't go
the Palazzo.
How about that? Scorpions and no, not to go to
they're not even going there. They're not even going there. Yeah. So that will entertain me because I'm like, this guy's really either he's really trying to push that money and get that money bag for 24, but I did not have scorpion bite on my bingo card for March.
I didn't either. And the thing of it is they comped him a room without
right. He had a free room already.
They comped him for his visit. Without even going through any further investigations, and now he wants to sue. Like, how do you recognize that's a scorpion bite? He said he saw it. He has it. I'm just wondering, is it black? Is it, what color is it? Is it one of those exotic
Do we know
ones?
For sure what was going on?
I feel like you low-key wanted that to happen. So you didn't have a room to pay.
I'm just...
And you wanted to get out of resort fees.
Or maybe he wanted a free stay. He wanted, I mean, but now it's not, he's like suing for millions of dollars.
Did he lose?
But here's the deal. I don't know. But my thing is like, is the properties required? Are they supposed to provide a bug free environment? Like, can they get sued because someone has a bug in their room or gets bit by a bug? That just,
I mean
think of all the bed bugs. Think of all the bed bugs that were biting people during the bed bug issues down the street.
Did they sue them? My thing is $1 million is a lot. That's why I want to know, did he lose a testicle?
Listen.
If he lost one over the bite, then I could see him going for that big.
I don't think he lost any genitalia.
But they settled with the cop room. If he had dismissed the cop room and said, no, thank you, and then gone to the lawyers to go for after more, then you probably have a chance. But once you already agree to have your room comp, I feel like the deal has been settled, right?
I think it's
you basically have decided to
say, "What's up, B-Sal?"
Good. What's up, B-Sal? Like you decided to say, "All right, this is the compensation I'm receiving." Like you've already agreed to compensation that way, so now you're taking it another step further.
And not to quote one of my favorite movies, but did you die? Like, did you die?
That's why I asked. Did you get injured? Like, did you lose a testicle over this?
Are you injured? Did something happen? Like, I don't know. I just
I need to see the defendant, which is
so that was funny. That's number one. The second one. You know how I be getting on short people with height deficiencies, you know? I feel bad sometimes. But hey, it's a height thing. Like, I'm a tall girl. I'm sorry if you didn't get blessed with a vertical ability. But there is now officially a doctor in Las Vegas who does the leg heightening surgery, the leg lengthening surgeries. There was a guy on the news, shout out to Fox 5, because they put this, he's anonymous, of course. He said they said that the surgery is like $60,000. He was saving up his money. He was currently 5'9", and his goal is to be 6 feet. And they were doing it at Sunrise Hospital. The cosmetic limb lengthening surgery is officially in Las Vegas. So if you got your pennies put away, you got 60K burning a hole in your pocket. Here you go.
He had to be a brother to do this, didn't he?
Why? I just...
Oh Lord. He had to be a brother doing this. Really, bro?
And right.
This is what we're spending the 60 G's on.
60 grand, are you a nut? For the fact that you said you had to save up for it means you probably should have other things that you need to be spending 60 grand on.
What happened to you in life that made you just say in 2024 it's gonna be my year? I'm gonna be taller for these people. I wish it was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Q Skilo. See?
Man, really?
I kid you not. So I had to get those two little Vegas news bits, hot topics out the way because it's wild. It's a little
too much. It really is. But I've heard of them trying to do that before. But gosh, really, guy?
I know. Also, like I mentioned before, the Pac-12 women's basketball tournament is happening right now. I believe the men's come next week. And currently, I'm trying to see where it was, but I know that Colorado beat Oregon. You know, Colorado has that Jalen Sharon who's balling for them. They're going to they beat Oregon. They're going to face Oregon State tomorrow in the quarterfinals. Then Cal, who's got Leilani McIntosh. She's pretty good. They beat Wazoo, and they're going to be facing Stanford, of course, Cameron Brink for Stanford. Right now, you've got the Huskies and Arizona. Arizona's up right now. With 8 minutes left, they're up by 9. So they most likely will be going on to face USC, of course, with Juju Watkins. And then later tonight, you've got ASU versus Utah. You know, Utah has Alyssa Pealey, who is just dominant. They're going to be, if Utah wins, I won't say they are, but if that Utah wins, they'll face UCLA in the quarterfinals. And they got Kiki Rice, Lauren Betts. Like the Pac-12, so this is the last year of the Pac-12. So it's a big hoopla. Right. Plus you've got, I think there's still 6 teams in the Pac-12 in the top 25. So it's almost like how the football was, like Pac-12 was just dominating for the last year. The last hoorah. Now we got, listen, so Jason Kelce retired. He announced his retirement. Yeah. Had like a long press conference.
Yeah.
Super emotional.
That's the informal thing. Like
He did it really well. I mean, he thanked his mom, his parents. He remembered like Coach Andy Reid calling him. He talked about Travis, of course. He talked about his wife, Kylie, their kids, being a dad, and how being a dad is so important. Like, he really had some amazing things. One of the things that he also, so his trainer for the Eagles was his trainer for the whole 13 years there. And I guess he was battling cancer the last year. Right. He wasn't able to travel to Jason's last last game playing in Tampa Bay. So Jason let him come in and tape him up for the press conference beforehand.
Yeah,
so
that was pretty cool.
He had penned this long, sweet thing about him and how they became like best friends and they've been each other's weddings and all that good stuff. So it just shows like some of the goodness out of it, but not for nothing. I'm glad they have their podcast. I love watching the New Heights podcast. They're, you know, both him and Travis seem like they have really good, solid foundation. They're always very emotional with each other and talk about great stuff. But Jason's going to need his own show about his retirement journey. Have Peyton Manning put him on the umbrella of the Mannings, like, you know, production company. Cause we're going to have to watch Jason as he retires and what's happening, because here's what he first started off with to bring the New Heights show in, I think, for this last one.
Jason Kelce, welcome to New Heights.
You can get the power and do that with it.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, with mentioning all of this with Jason, I'm going to miss the fashion from him. I'm going to miss the I wear whatever I want type attitude. And I like to have themes and I like to just have fun. And, you know, he's a fanny pack with the dad bob and the flip flops going into the games. And
when it's snowing outside,
it's so fascinating that he can get away with this grizzly look and walk in like someone's dad. Well, he is a dad, but like definitely dad bod style. Getting ready for a game. Right. It's just cute. And I saw how Travis teared up and wore his friendship bracelet on his wrist for his brother. They have little friendship bracelets. Yeah. He was teared up about, you know, the acknowledgement of his influence with his brother and their relationship. So that it was good. It was good. Sad to see Jason Kelce go, but it's time, you know, and
it's time. And I can only imagine the impact all that playing, especially like O-line on your body. Like he was saying, like how the last few years, like he can't even like get up in the day without having pain somewhere everywhere. So.
Absolutely. I'm feeling like him now with my knees. I get it. Like, shoot.
Listen, over 40 is a whole other issue. So get out while you can now.
Man. They're not lying when they
What's
say
up,
it.
What's up, Jonathan? Sports for you guys.
What's
thank
up?
You. April, thank you for tapping in. Girl hey, April. Power.
Love it.
Laker Angel. We'll talk about your Lakers here for Mo and you in a little bit
too.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's late. So we got to get to the Las Vegas Aces. So we all know when they opened the practice facility last year, there was no red nor gold in the entire building.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of square feet. Not a single dip of red or gold in the entire building. So, of course, people came to the assumptions, okay, well, Mark Davis owns it. He owns the Raiders. He's going to go black and silver or black and white.
Right.
And immediately, like, all throughout the Aces fans pages, we're all like, oh, we love the red and gold. It's such a great – we are not the Raiders. This is different. Well, lo and behold, we clock in today, and here's what they've – put out.
Raider Nation, stand up.
So
we can wear Aces jerseys to the Raiders games. We can wear our Raiders jerseys.
And see, at least I'll do that. If I get one of these Aces jerseys, I'll wear it with me I'll get the Las Vegas one, the black one. I can wear that to a Raiders game as long as I think that's good. But here's my thing, that this is my issue I have. Congratulations though to the Aces, because they do have a new partnership with Ally Bank. I personally have an Ally Bank account, which I love. When I tell you, they have the highest interest rate for a regular savings account you'll ever find. It's like 4.25 or 4.35 right now. So if you don't have an Ally Bank,
we use them if you want to buy one of those Lambos and stuff. Ally Financial is one of our finance banks.
Hey, there you go. Ally is dope. So I even turned my mom onto Ally. So love Ally. My only thing is with the jersey, it's all black and white and silver, right? Like we're all black, white, and silver. So of course on the black jersey, which you can't tell because the logo's under, it's all white and black. But on the white jersey, they kept it purple, which is Ally's signature color for their brand. But why did you keep it purple when everything else on both jerseys is black and white? Why wouldn't it just be white with the black Ally?
Huh. Maybe that's my problem. The color on that white.
They could have put red.
Well, red's out.
They could have put the gold. They could have put, I mean, red's I don't know. Out. I just found it a little weird that they're doing away with all the colors.
Mind it. I get that jersey and wear the Max.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I love my purple. I got my Husky purple everywhere. So right. That works. I just didn't understand it. Maybe we'll be able to clarify that with somebody later in the production.
Maybe that was an agreement with them. Because isn't Allies logo that purple?
It is purple. But then right. It's not purple on the black one. Why didn't they have it on the black one?
Maybe they just said on the home jerseys, we'll do the purple. Or away, whatever.
I don't know. But they also got the bomber jackets.
Oh, I saw those.
These are hot.
Yeah, I think those are very nice. However, I think I'm still going to go for the Letterman jacket with the red if they still sell them.
Hopefully. I like this. My only thing is that WNBA season is in the hottest months of Las Vegas. You're not wearing this to a Aces game.
Oh, no.
You wear this to support the mother. Listen, that's going to be it. That will make...
I'll tell you, if you're not a Raiders fan and you're an Aces fan, you better wear that to the game. That's all I can tell you.
However, I will say this. The Aces, like literally maybe just an hour ago, posted this and it said...
Yeah, what does that mean?
So that means there's probably a red alternate happening, I'm assuming, because they all know the fans love the red and the gold. So it's
and gone. I'm so colorblind, I'm thinking it's orange when I'm looking at it on the screen.
It's
red.
They're in the scheme, yes.
There might be a red
so alternate. For all those red lovers that love the red Aces jersey just like I did, it's coming. They said it's coming. So they're just leaving us lingering.
I just got to.
Yeah, the jackets are pretty fire, Jonathan. Yeah. I don't see any other WNBA team that has got gear like us. That's all I got to say. I'm just like, the gear is tough. The gear is tough.
That black and silver
amazing.
Tracks really well anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it does. I mean, they're good colors. Like, I love black and silver. I love silver. I'm not a gold person, but I love, you know, I think you just get used to it. You know what I mean? I think you just get used to the colors. We got used to the Aces colors. And my other thing is, you know, I'm a very superstitious person. So, like, if I'm wearing the same jersey and we keep winning, I'm going to keep wearing that jersey. I'm not going to switch it up. So the fact that we've had back-to-back championships and now you want to switch it and rebrand, I just want it to work out.
Yeah.
I want a three-peat. That's all it is. I want a three-peat.
Well, I think we can get that. Yeah. I don't think our guys can do it on a back-to-back, but I think we definitely going to get the three-peat.
Well, we definitely need to talk about the Knights because they've had some major news going on. Listen, so apparently, I didn't realize this because I didn't pay attention necessarily, but, you know, Mark Stone was injured. Well, they put him on the long-term IR, which clears up cap space for the team. So when they clear up the cap space, they had some room to move. They acquired Anthony Manta from the Capitals. They are giving away a couple draft picks like in 2024 and 2026, nothing major. But the Capitals are also going to be paying half of his salary too. So it's like a win-win. Like, they barely had to spend money on this. He's a great forward wingman from the Capitals. So he should hopefully come on and give us some assistance because we know the guys have been needing it lately. And could you not get any cuter than to be welcomed by Mavi?
I know.
I mean, yes, that's the gotta be the best part of it. Like, you join a new team and look at the cutest dog in the world. Well, mine is a couple that I know, like one here with me. But the cutest guy there, this guy, man. Look how he's getting so big. Mavi's growing.
I know. I was going to say he's grown.
I know. And then just like an hour ago, we also got the Calgary Flames defenseman, Noah Hanifin. I had to put up the picture on the right because.
My God.
This guy was, first of all, he's 27. He's been playing for 9 years. So he's been playing in the league since he was 18.
A grown man body like that? I guess so.
Grown man body. So, hey, ladies of the Vegas Golden Knight fan clubs, let's cheer him on because he's also coming to Vegas. He hasn't made it here yet because it just announced today. But, man, listen.
The exploitation of it all.
I mean, guys be exploiting these women all the time.
We
I
think it's some, only no, right. Be funny. We have some cuties in the city.
Yes.
Shout out to the Las Vegas Lights because even, you know, we're about to talk about their open seasons coming. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about that coach they got. then these players that they've added. Have you seen the players they've been adding?
Listen, not to mention when I tell you Jose Bautista came in here and put them on the map. Not only look sure at the did. New, they've got, they got a new jersey, a new kick, a new kit. This is their new, they have a new sponsor with Hummel Apparel line. So they've got the new jerseys that you see him wearing. He was also the honorary pace car for this past Sunday's NASCAR race, the Speedway. Kyle Larson, car number 5-1. They were offering a percentage off of the number of the car that wins the NASCAR for the tickets for their home opener, which is the 16th, and it was only 5. So they added their zero. So it was 50% off a home off the tickets for the home game. I don't know what kind of magic stick Jose got, but they've been getting players, like legit players from all over. Not
I gotta
only
go
just,
to a match. That's all I know.
I'm not going to be here for the home opener, which I'm really mad about. So yeah. I'll be gone next weekend. But if anyone's in town, the 16th is the home opener. I feel like this could be a year. I feel like the winningness of Las Vegas is finally spreading off to the USL and to our Las Vegas lights. So we're really excited about 100%. Them. Speaking of winning in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Did we see this? I did not expect this. I mean, yes.
Not only, and speaking about the Reading Rebels, when I saw a video, shout out to Chris William. When I saw the video Chris posted from, because it was the last game, it was senior night, it was against San Diego State, of course. So people, you know, we weren't supposed to win. When I tell you, when I saw the amount of people at Thomas and Mack, I was like, no way.
Oh yeah, they
this
showed
can't
up.
Be that they showed up, they showed out
for real.
And when I tell you the Lady Rebels have been winning by like 40 and 60 points the last two games. Hello. They actually play Monday in the Mountain West Women's Conference here. So
nice.
I'm going to see. I can't remember who they were playing, but I got to figure out where they were at because I might just have to go check that one game out on Monday. But yeah, congratulations to the ladies because amazing. And then I had a question for you because shout out to Mike Dixon and all the team over there at Vegas Sports Today. They made a post today. Had one of the guys interviewed Max Crosby about the possibility of making moves to try and get Jaden Daniels. Shout out to Natalie because I know this is one of her guys here. Right. He said that, you know, he's got talent and ability. You can imagine that they may try to trade. What are your thoughts on the Raiders' interest in trying to trade up for Jaden or any quarterback versus what the market, you know, can they get a Russell Wilson?
I don't think we want a Russell except for a season, and it'd be a waste of time if we do that. We should draft up. I kind of figured we were going to draft up for a quarterback anyway, but I had heard rumors it was going to be possibly Michael Penix Jr. they were looking at. And I wouldn't
listen,
mind.
Listen, I can't be mad at Michael
Penix. I can't be mad at that either, but I could also be mad if the last time we tried to go after a Heisman candidate, he robbed us, and that was Jamarcus Russell. So I don't want us to get that curse again. I don't think Michael Penix is that type of person, but I wouldn't mind going after him. Going for Jaden Daniels is also a good look, but I know we are going to trade some picks. We've already knew the establishment was, as far as I'm concerned, as Raider Nation, as far as they're concerned, we were going to draft up anyway for a quarterback. Who we're going to get is the question that remains. And what type of trades we'll have to do, because I know we do have some players on free agency and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting. Like, I would take Russ. I would take Russ for a season, but that's just not what we need. We don't need a right now. We need a not only right now, but we need long-term.
I mean, it's right possible now. You could do both, trade up and get – I mean, here's the deal. Russell's not going to get big money anywhere, so he's going to have to take what he can get.
He's
I feel like
got big money.
Even if the Raiders get, like, a Jaden or somebody else, don't you think they need, like, a veteran in the QB room?
It would be
to
great if they
like
had a veteran, someone similar to Russell. That's why I think Michael Penix would probably be the better solution to that because of his run game. And he's a little guy, like sort of a little guy. Like, I just feel like that combination works. But I mean, hey, I'm not mad at either.
I mean, Jaden can run too. Jaden was running like
he can. Like, I'm not mad at either option. Like, just let us get somebody young who can.
And
run.
If somebody can run, because like the, you know, Josh Jacobs is going to test out the free agency market. So you may not have a running back.
Yeah, we do have a running back. His name is Zamir White, and we're okay with him because he's been the one that's been running. Okay. So that's fine if you got to do what you got to do. I mean, we
gotta do what you got to do
for quite some time, and I feel like Josh still has more legs to give. But if we got a guy like Zamir White that's been going and going, I'm good.
I hear you. So, that's good. I hope so. I would. We're okay. Listen,
I think I'd be fine right. either I one of them. That quarterback situation to be handled. That's what I need. Whatever you got to do in the draft for a quarterback, a high-ranking draft pick, let's do it.
Okay.
All the pieces
and your thoughts. So we all know that obviously Russell has been released. We knew that was coming. He knew that was coming. Yeah, he started selling that Colorado house for a while. Here's the deal. He's going to get like $85 million off this from being released. They're going to have to pay him a $35 million cash in 2024. $49 million cap in 2025. I just... It's a lot of money, but he's getting it. Whether he goes, people talk about Pittsburgh. I don't see Sierra moving to Pittsburgh, but maybe that's, I don't know, maybe not. Vegas, Sierra could have a Vegas residency here.
She's built for it too, if she does. But like I said, for a season, and not for nothing, I don't think Russell Wilson was really bad with Denver. I think the line was bad. I think, you know, you had, you know, Jerry Jeudy for a minute, and then you had some players hurt. Then you had some of your veteran players. Well,
that first year was terrible, but they did better last year.
Squat, like some of them like quit on him, all that kind of. Then not to mention, I don't really like the dynamic that Sean Payton and the energy that he was giving towards Russell. He was never a fan of Russell, and it showed. And so that wasn't going to work because Sean Payton ain't going nowhere. So somebody had to leave. And why not?
I'm not gonna let him go. Yeah, and that's
the Walmart family ain't tripping off of that bread because that's who owns the team. So you know that family. What's that?
As long as Walmart's around, they don't care. Their pockets are full. Players
to help win, so the fans are gonna be a little disappointed this season. But
yeah,
I don't care. They can stay last for all I care. You know that.
I hear you. The NFL free agency starts, I think, next week, like the 13th. The actual season, the official season starts where they can start making the official releases, cuts, stuff like that. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, and of course, Josh Jacobs, all the running backs hitting the free agency market. It's the first time Saquon's going to be doing this. The first time he'll be testing free agency waters. That's...
Whew. And not for nothing, we've talked about this. I don't know if we've talked about it, but we kind of touched on it about the running back situation and how marketable having a running back is these days and the pay that goes with it. They're getting paid less now. It's not looked like a hot commodity.
They're getting injured more.
It's just not. It sucks for them. It really does. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see who gets Saquon, though. I'm very curious about that. I did see Derrick Henry's workout. He's back in the gym getting at it.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
Man.
He is back monster, in the gym. Right? Good Lord. Yeah. Maybe I'd have more inspiration to attend the gym if I went to the gym he was working
But the thing of it is I'm curious just to see what. Oh, wait, Jonathan Watson. I didn't know he chimed in. He asked about the difference between Sean Payton and Mike McCarthy.
Oh, my bad. I missed that one. Here you go.
Oh.
Well, because that's his Broncos fan. You know?
Yeah, right. He is. So
I feel like Mike McCarthy was more of a yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, man. Yes,
well,
man.
He definitely was a yes man, but Sean Payton, like, overtly does not like Russell Wilson.
Well, and Sean Payton came with a high horse. And like, he's excelled at doing so. I don't know. Treated
Russell Wilson as far as berating him and telling him he's not here to kiss me. What did Drew Brees do that whole time down in New Orleans? You didn't think he was the mayor of New Orleans and did all that stuff? Come on. We know what the real is.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We knew Russell had moved on from just football once he got with Sierra. Then it became clothing and perfumes and colognes, and there was so much other stuff happening throughout the season that it was kind of like, well, I get, like, hey, multiple streams of income, I get it, but you're playing football right now.
But it never distracted him from his game.
His game did stop improving. I mean, it slowly filtered away to where, we saw the Russell Wilson we had the last couple years in Seattle, and that's why he got traded and he wanted to leave. And look where he happened. He got to
Denver.
But then
we saw them go off with multiple wins where they were pushing up in the AFC West, where they were literally under the Chiefs at one point.
This last year, they weren't terrible. Yeah, they weren't bad.
So it's not like.
Because they finally got it together a little bit.
It's not that he's washed. Hi, Doreen. Look, Mom joining the chat. I love
Mom
it.
Chiming in. Yeah. So other football news. Race,
but I'm just saying with Sean Payton, there was definitely animosity there. Something I think more, a little more personal with that, with him going with Russ, going against Russell with that and saying all that stuff. I don't think he was doing that kind of same energy with Drew Brees. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't think. I think he also had like a, you know, he was, that was his guy. I mean, that was Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Like that was the, you know, Ernie and Bert. Like that was the roles. They were together for so long. It's a change for everybody, but we'll see what happens with Russ.
Yeah. I'm curious to see who they're gonna get. Yeah, what's gonna happen.
We'll
with
see.
That.
Mike Evans signed with the Bucs on a big extension, which means most likely Baker Mayfield may decide to stay, and so they're in talks there. Zach Ertz going to the Commanders.
Well, that's a shock. I was kind of surprised to see that on my timeline.
I was a little shocked with that one too. Yeah, and also. Like, former Legion of Boom Seahawks KJ Wright takes a job with the Niners and their coaching staff, and Seahawk fans went off, including Bruce Irvin, who was like, how could you, to the Niners? Yet he went to the Raiders too. So I mean,
yeah,
you know, Raiders were our rival when we were in the AFC, and then the Niners became the rival when we got to the NFC. So yeah, it's kind of like,
so I mean, KJ gonna go where
I can't be mad at it.
Get his money.
At least he's not playing for the Niners like Sherman did. That's where I still draw the line. But hopefully he doesn't give away. I mean, thank God we have a whole new coaching staff, so he can't give away any good details on our playmaking. But yeah, interesting. Major League Baseball still in spring training. A lot's going on. I haven't really paid much attention to it because it's spring training. And although I do love seeing like my team's little posts and the games they're playing and like little fun activities, they had media day and picture day. I'm just not in it until it's like opening day.
Yeah, you? I'm already in because they announced Ohtani getting married, and players didn't even know he had a girlfriend. And all of a sudden he got this big.
Oh, he's getting married?
He got married. What were we even talking about? He got married.
Stop! I missed all this. Wow.
Yes, he did. In Ohtani world, he got married to a longtime girlfriend. It was so funny because of spring training. Mike Trout was like, I didn't even know you had a girlfriend. So the fact that you didn't even know he had a girlfriend, and he gets married after getting this big deal. Yeah, it's very interesting. But she is from Japan. She's a native. He's known her for years. It's somebody he could trust.
I love it. Yeah. I love that. Good for him. And so, then he also had his first homer in spring training, too.
The Dodgers have been doing their thing. We're looking good out there, even though it's spring training. I'm just waiting for the regular season to see what's going to happen. God help us. But I think we'll be on our way.
Hey, you never know. Hopefully it all works out.
I hope so, man. Listen, I can't take this. We have no excuses at this point. None.
But here's a little women's history empowerment for the MLB. MLB The Show 24 has unveiled that there will be a female player mode named Road to the Show. Women Pave Their Own Way that will be included in this year's video game. So if you play the online MLB The Show 24, you can play with a female.
Yeah, I love it. Last one out. Love that. That's
I very
cool.
much love that. Yeah, so good for them. Very good for them. Yeah. Your guy... Well, I'll say your Lakers player, because I know he's not necessarily your guy, but LeBron, of course, hit that 40K mark.
And we lost that night, too.
Yeah, which, I mean, you guys are currently like in ninth or something right now. I mean, I don't know what happened, but.
We are in a play-in situation that is going to be a juggernaut for the West Coast, because we have Dallas.
The West Coast is just stacked.
We have Golden State we'd have to play in the play-in. And I think we have Sacramento in the play-in. Like, all of those are going to be very, very tough play-in. That's going to be a crazy play-in situation when we get into the playoffs. It was bound to happen with Bron. We knew we were going to hit that 40K. It was very close. So,
do you believe that this is deserving of him having a Lakers statue?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Because there's been a bunch of like hoopla, on the internet about, you know, LeBron needs to have a statue outside of Staples Center. He's a good. But
Shaq
what has he done
before LeBron does? Like, come on.
That part.
Matt, like, come on. I can name so many other Laker players that could have one before this guy has one.
Absolutely. Kareem could have one. James Worthy could have one. I don't know. I just...
Byron Allen could have one. I mean, not Byron Allen. Byron Scott.
I was like, Byron Allen? He Pat Riley could have one. Pat Riley definitely should have one.
I mean, people, there's, like I said, there's a long list. Shoot, I put Phil Jackson.
It's just a bunch of LeBron. There's a bunch of LeBron lovers out there that get the little panties. Well,
they love LeBron, but they don't like the Lakers, and that's the thing. I'm getting, we're in this space right now where the Laker fans are LeBron fans. They're not Laker fans. Yeah. A lot of Laker fans have backed away from the season because of LeBron. And the games that we play without a LeBron and have AD out there, shout out to D. Loden, first of all. Let me just give him props because D'Angelo Russell did his thing the other night. Like, he captivated, and he's in the starting five again after they had thought about benching him or putting him a second, having him come off the bench. Uh-huh. They really did that for him. Proved it wrong. He had back-to-back threes all the way until the fourth quarter. I want to say it was four back-to-back threes in a row for us to win the game. Shout out to
And shout out to my Bulls that came back behind the Cavs. I mean, not the Cavs. Who were they playing? The Kings. It was the Kings. Listen, I think what we should know is that, okay, the Bulls came back from a 19 points being down. The Nuggets had come back from a 22 point lead from the Sun, and the Sun still won, but it went to overtime last night. Let's just say that it's not safe to say there's no lead that isn't attainable these days in the NBA. Like, with the amount of threes these guys are hitting, with an offense and lack of defense that's being played, like, you could be up by 20 or 25 and still be losing or going. I mean, this is happening all the time now. All the time. I've never seen it like this.
No. But we're trending into this playoff season, so it's time for that. So it's going to be some interesting things happening. I'm seeing stuff in this NBA thing that's just crazy. Kobe, Magic, Kareem.
Who's the Laker fan here. Kobe, Magic, Kareem, Bron, no. Chasing rings with different teams. I appreciate that comment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no Bron. I'm not carrying people with that.
Yeah, so.
Bron could have a statue, but he could have it at the Naismith Center or somewhere. Or he could have it, I don't know.
Have it at his school. Have it outside the whatever school
he
has.
I promise he probably already has one there.
I promise.
You could put him in the African-American Museum over there in D.C. You know, that's fine for all his all that. But in front of cryptocurrency as a Laker? No, I don't think so. Do I define him as a Laker? I still don't define him as a Laker. Like, that's probably my issue.
No.
I still think he's a kid from Akron.
Well, and there's still a lot of people that are just Laker fans because he's there, like, you know, just writing.
Yeah, like I said, they're LeBron fans. It's more of that than anything. And right now, Milwaukee Bucks are playing Golden State, second quarter, and the Golden State Warriors have them up by 10, playing in Golden State. This is kind of the game I've been trying to watch and get a little involved with.
What's up, Rashad? Rashad said we're so hard on LeBron. I don't think
I'm not
are.
Hard
I think
on LeBron.
Realists.
His hairline's hard on him. I'm not hard on him. His hairline.
My thing
hard
is, why can't you just shave it?
I'm not
like,
hard on LeBron.
Why?
I love LeBron's off court and everything that he has done. There's nothing LeBron can do in my eyes that's wrong for what he's done. I am saying, as a Laker fan and his playing, I'm ready to see more from other players and not just him. And I don't feel like he has to be the one to save the day every time. It diminishes
Nor
all the
will
players.
He save the day every time. He can, and he will on occasion, but he's not saving the day every time. It's
but he
evident.
Makes the tips like he has to. It's when he definitely is not, you know, in his energy mode. He can, you know, facilitate and all that kind of stuff. But we've got some shooters out there. And I'm waiting for Jared Vanderbilt to come back because that's going to be another game changer for us. That'll help us out a lot. A
lot of injuries
AD
right now,
phenomenal.
Too.
Let's give AD his flowers. I would deem AD more of a Laker than I do LeBron. Just for the fact that
what?
AD is...
Hold up. We need like a siren people. Real quick because I didn't ever think that I would hear this from Mo, Miss, you know, Street Clothes AD would be giving
He's
the props
He's not Street Clothes
like
this
season.
This man has promised us that he will not be in Street Clothes. This man has played consistently this whole season without getting in Street Clothes. He has made a promise to Laker Nation and has done better and is doing better. And in my eyes, that's what I'm talking about. Like, know and understand that the fans are upset at how you've been acting. You have now seen the light, and now you have the Laker mentality, the mama mentality, to keep playing regardless of whatever slight injuries you get. You have not been in street clothes. So I commend AD because he's seen the light. That's the Laker thing.
Look at you keeping it real, Mo. Keeping it real in the Laker fandom. I appreciate that.
But I ain't wrong.
What are our thoughts on Isaiah Thomas?
This is shocking and saddening at the same time.
Is playing with the G League Utah Jazz team. If it's the Utah Jazz affiliate team, he's looking to make an NBA comeback.
Saddening to me.
Why? What's happening?
How old is Isaiah Thomas?
I'd have to Google it. Let me see.
Because I'm just saying it because it's saddening me that you have to go all the way.
But you don't think there's enough talent right now to be out there that you need to come back?
No, I'm saying like there's no team out there that he could come off the bench and be in the regular league for. He can't help with San Antonio. He can't help with what other teams are on the bottom right now. He can't help with Charlotte. He can't help with the Wizards.
Or maybe he has to do this for a little bit to get into the, I don't know. He was born in 89.
So he's
34.
Okay, we still got some over. You mean to tell me there's no assistance necessary for a Washington Wizards team or a Charlotte Hornets team or any of these teams that are on the bottom right now that they can't use Isaiah Thomas? It's sad. I feel. I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing something. I don't know. I just think that's weird.
I don't know.
These doggone Washington Wizards have not won a game in how long? I just don't understand why he's a shooter. I just, whatever. I don't know. I was going to keep my mouth shut. I don't know what that's
mad about. I don't understand either. I was surprised to hear it. I couldn't believe that was what was happening. I was like, wait a minute. So he's going to be on the G League? But for what? I don't understand. I don't know.
I mean, even Memphis could use him. They don't have Ja right now. And the teams that are struggling, I mean, you don't think you would just say, hey, let's put him on for
We got a comment. So he's 5'8", which is basically useless in the NBA. I mean, I wouldn't say useless, but
I would say useless when we had people like Muggsy Bogues. But that was and Spud Webb.
But that was a while ago.
I know it was a while ago.
The league has changed some too. I mean, here's the deal. If he can go through the G League and makes his way back, I think you're right. There's probably places he could play. But there's also probably a lot of players.
I'm not saying he's gotta be a starting five. I'm saying just come off the bench as relief.
But there's probably a lot of players already though. There's a lot of players that might be in the G League that could be making a difference too. I mean, there's just it's a crap.
The thing of it is there is no defensive games in basketball. It's not like he's going to get trampled. This is all an offensive game now. They're all shooting threes. So what's the problem? What's the problem of him coming off the bench to relieve somebody and help them while they get their little breathing time?
I don't know. Maybe it's the 12th man roster. I don't know. That was just shocking to me. I just couldn't believe this is where we're at now. We got him in the G League. Although it makes me really want to go see a night game, though, if they're playing the Salt Lake City Jazz anytime. Or the Salt Lake
Team. I don't know. I don't know if it's making me.
I mean, I love Isaiah. He's a dog. He's a Husky. Like, I got to roll with the Huskies here. But it's just like,
and EuroLeague is out. So I get that. Your height definitely in EuroLeague would be a no-go. That'd be like, no, not an option. But I'm just saying, for all these other teams that are struggling, the man has played in the professional level of NBA.
He's a veteran.
It's sad. Okay. It's sad to me, but that's just me. That's just how I'm feeling.
It is what it is. So Caitlin Clark announces that she'll be entering the WNBA draft.
Oh, yeah.
This is after she made history and passed Pistol Pete's record for the most scoring, the highest scoring record in the career for the NCAA men or women. They beat Ohio State, that was number two at the time. Listen, women's basketball, you got South Carolina and you got everybody else between like 2 and 10 that are all just like doing this circle around each other, trying to like get the best place. So it should be interesting how these conference championships work out and how this March Madness for the women's going to end up. But
well,
What I love what Shannon Sharpe had to say. He says she's the most complete offensive player the college game has ever seen. I can name five women quicker than I can name five men in college basketball. That's what she's done for women's basketball. Wow. And I think it's valid. I mean, I could name five women in college basketball right now, and I would have a real hard time naming five guys in college basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. But we haven't, I need to get into it because we're coming up on March Madness, but I kind of fell off of it. But here's the other thing to this. Indiana Fever tickets just went up. They already announced that the ticket prices for them will be astronomical for a WNBA game because that they get the first draft pick, and it's going to be her. So Indiana Fever has already pre-gamed it, saying our tickets prices have gone up. This is what it's going to cost. Da, 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 da. So,
well, all the Fever games, even the ones here in Las Vegas, have gone up. Like people that already have season tickets, 100%. They're gone. They want to see it happen. They want to be in that building.
And we're completely sold out for season ticket holders. Like everything, like the arena, like Michelob.
I looked the other day. There was a few stragglers. Yeah. But they said that's like 90%. Yeah, 95% sold out.
Pretty much a wrap on season. Yeah. But the thing of it is, it's going to be great to see it. You got it. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
How could you not?
And we can't talk Ms. about Ballandy. The Shannon Sharpe meme about him.
Well, we are. Well, so this is how we'll get into it. So Ms. Ballandy said she's over Shannon Sharpe and him acting like he's so knowledgeable about the women's game.
I know. And when you were saying, reading what he said, it's like, okay, this is coming from the football player. Because honestly, J.J. Redick owned him the other day. And I don't care what nobody say. J.J. can be annoying, but he owned him in that conversation when it came to the Lakers.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? Because you are the number one fan of LeBron. You are the exact reason of what I'm talking about for Laker fans. You're not a Laker fan. You're a LeBron fan. So good, bad, ugly, you going to ride with him when he's doing right and when he's doing wrong and make excuses. So no, I don't want to, I don't subscribe to that to hear that.
I don't approve of all of Shannon Sharpe's words, but I feel like it's just good to have men in this space speaking highly of women and women in sports.
Well, they're thinking of one woman, but there's women in the past that have done this. The records that she's broken against other players. Like, give everyone their acknowledgement and flowers. But I get it. She's hot right now. Who would have thought Travis Scott would be coming to Iowa to watch?
Hello, Iowa. Come and play.
Caitlin Clark. I mean, this is where we're at. It's getting looks. It's getting eyes. But I always say, I go back to this. We shouldn't be waiting for men for our validation. We should have more women engaged and be more supportive. If women are really supporting women, this is Women History Month and women solidarity and all, women need to be out there vocally and active watching women play. WNBA, college, swim, everything. Support everything in women's sports. That's who we need to get. Because men are going to be all men, that, and they're going to do what they're going to do. But the women really need to, I'm speaking to the women, you need to really step into this space and in this metasphere.
Make it happen, ladies.
Make it happen. Like, women need to be on our, this is now our chance.
It's the time to shine. Ride the wave. Ride this wave all the way out.
To be in here too.
Yeah.
You're a woman. Why are you not watching women's sports? That's my number one question now to women. What's going on?
Why wouldn't you not? I mean, come on. Listen.
Viewership and stuff. We're losing it from the women. Where the women
talk
at?
Talk about Shannon.
Oh, my God. First of all, this whole week, him getting out of that limo and that green.
Out that limo.
I feel a Halloween costume coming on. I feel a Halloween
costume. I already have the costume. I got the orange fanny pack already. Like, I'm good. I was going to borrow
yours and say I was going to be him for Halloween this year. I was like, I know she got that orange pack. I'm going to get a green,
you know I do.
Green forest green sweatsuit and get out of a black X. Get out of a black Cadillac.
Take a black X.
Escalade ESV. And be like, we're at the Total Wine. Got a line. Hey,
I know Total Wine has to be so sick of the people pulling up to film these little skits that everyone keeps posting. Like, they got to be like,
it's brand recognition right now.
Here goes another one.
Right now, they're getting a free advertisement. Total Wine. You know where the place to be.
Right. It's the place
but
to
I'm
be.
But I'm loving
over
it.
Over here. Like... And the one guy that was clapping the phones and saying...
It's the one comedian that had the full-on buff muscle suit under the green.
You and the walk. Like, and then the one guy that like had to get the wedgie out of his
butt. That guy had an orange toolbox. Like, they're doing everything creative to get some kind of orange bag, if you will.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Listen.
Shannon had his moment with that. Oh, my God.
I mean, Listen, that's definitely got to have at least a couple of days on the bingo, or a day or two for the bingo card, because that was just wild. I'm living that rent-free
for the whole month of March. I can't stop watching the TikTok.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, before we get into some girl power moments, because we have a few, I want to just do a couple sneakers, yeah. But a couple of them are women's sneakers. So it's a Women's History Month. Yeah, I'm not sure if we'll see this from the Oregon women's basketball team. I mean, the Oregon men's in their tournament, but the Sabrina one came out with the Oregon Duck. Of course, these are out tomorrow. I didn't catch the Oregon women's basketball game, but maybe there'll be all the guys wearing these, or most of them wearing them, or coming out on the field or on the court. Who knows? It's a good look. I just think Sonics when I wear, so when I see them, so I can appreciate them. But if you're a Duck fan or an alumni,
you never know. You might want to go.
Oh, you know we are. Oh, for sure we are. For sure we are.
Go ahead and get those.
We got these Nike Dunk Lows. The plums will be out on tomorrow as well. I love me some purple. I'm not a fan.
I like that.
These are like velvet. And then you got the new Stussy Converse collab. These are like a fuzzy high and low top. These will also be out on the 8th. And then the women's Jordan 4 sale. These will be out on the 9th.
Oh, boy. Boy, the terry cloth looking Stussy collab ones. They look like Muppets.
You like those?
They look cute. Yeah. I kind of like them.
They're kind of cool.
I like the Muppets.
I like the lows,
terry,
but I want
like terry
I
would, cloth on them.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like you just got jumped out the shower and threw some Converse on.
Right. Feet always be dry.
Always dry. Quick absorbing. You're not going to have no sweaty feet in these Converse. Quick.
It's going to absorb all of that.
Quick. All right, so getting into some girl power moments. Hey, listen, Virginia Tech's head coach Kenny Brooks got really emotional because the Virginia women set a women's basketball attendance state record for the team. And he also mentioned kind of some of the similar things about, you know, enjoying women's sports and supporting women's sports. And there's a talent here. So here's a quick video.
Kids who have so much pride in what they do. And then you get jerks sometimes on social media trying to downplay the women's game. Makes me angry. And I saw something the other day, and Carmelo Anthony was talking about the women's game, and he talked about it, and the women's game is its purest in its form because they play the right way. And when you got one of the greatest of all time to ever say that, it makes fools on Twitter look silly.
Burn them fools on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, and you're literally seeing fundamental basketball when you're watching any, even with the men's college, but for women, you're watching fundamental basketball. Even in WNBA, I'm watching fundamental basketball. So I like I said, I love to hear the oration and support from men in the sports world. But like I said, I need these women to step up too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like for this woman and what she does, listen, Dawn Staley, this is her second straight undefeated season after she lost her entire starting lineup last year.
You talking about having a statue somewhere. That's a statue.
That's a statue. She needs to be right next to Asia. Right next to her. Listen, she is...
She's a GOAT.
First time in school history to go undefeated in back-to-back regular seasons.
She's the best at it. She's the best at it.
There is nobody better in women's basketball right now.
And she deserves a statue too.
Now, the Stanford coach is doing pretty good, too. She's had a long history. But yes, Dawn is putting up these numbers that are just
I watched that game with them at LSU, and everybody was thinking LSU women's was going to beat them, and she came in there. They dominated. And they were down.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Like, come on.
Absolutely. That's
yeah, I'm rocking with Dawn all day.
Always rocking with Dawn.
You got
money on Dawn.
Talking about LeBron's dad, we get the Dawn Staley statue. What are we talking about right now?
We need the Dawn bobblehead and stuff.
We
like,
do.
Where are those at? Yes, yes. Also, unfortunately, this isn't, it's Mattel Canada, but Barbie is partnering up with for the Professional Women's Hockey League, the PWHL.
Oh, good.
They're going to be a sponsor, an official partnership with the Women's Hockey League. So we're going to be seeing some Barbie stuff going on. I think that's dope.
And this is what I'm talking about, the inclusionary of little girls and women and everybody, women getting to love sports and be engaged and involved in sports for women.
Yeah,
this is the step that women. We need.
And here's another thing, too. I know you've seen it before, but Courtney Solomon, 11-year-old, making history as the first Black cowgirl to compete on national televised radio. She's already on the pro circuit, first of all, at 11 years old. But then you got Simone Biles that tweets out, "When I was younger, I used to want to be a cowgirl so bad, and someone told me that there were no Black cowgirls, so I hung up my cowgirl hat. Look now." Love it. Amazing stories.
We love it.
Seriously. We love it. Hey guys, so that's it for today. We appreciate you coming back. We're going to be coming on a little bit late next week, probably about like 8 or so next Wednesday. Then we'll be off another week because I'm going to go do some Queen of the South stuff, you know?
Yeah, I need my stuff.
And we'll catch up with you for the month and with a guest. So we will again see you next week, just a little bit late. So stay tuned for us. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Continue to support women and Women's History Month. And we for sure
in all months. We'll catch just you keep later. It rolling.
All months. Yes.
All support months. Period. Keep it rolling.
Thank you. All right. All months. We love y'all. We'll see ya. Bye.
All right. We out.